for 11 years in a row. Ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
All right, y'all, I'm throwing my front door wide open. Y'all come skipping your way in. Grab yourself a seat. You're at my house, Rosie on the House. Let me pour you a big old tall glass of Arizona Sun tea. Sit down. I may even put a little fresh mint in there for you. Let's talk about your favorite topic, your house, your home, and you. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. When you ring that number, you're going to get an auto attendant that will pick the line up. Just instantly push the number one, and you will be forwarded to my wife, sweet Jennifer, in the call screener booth here at the station, and she'll be able to get your name in question. We'll put you on air and get you the answers as quick as we can. 1-888-767-4348. Romy and I are here in studio, and we're here every Saturday morning with the number one objective. Before we go on air, we look at each other a lot of times and we say, Dad, Romy, let's be a blessing to the people that are tuning in this morning. Let's find a way to melt away their anxiety. And good night. Current events is sure making that easy right now. Everybody comes Saturday morning all pent up, wound up, strung tight. And then we just kind of unstring you, and we kind of relax you, and we let you talk about what you want to talk about. 1-888-767-4348. So in my mission of becoming every Arizona homeowner's best friend, one of my strategies is to melt away your anxiety. So one of the things that we got an indication at our office was driving a lot of you people into a very anxious state were the headlines being produced by the utility companies here in Arizona. And the three biggest utility companies all were saying the same thing: APS, SRP, and TEP. So I invited a good friend, Jill Hanks from APS, to come in and talk about those headlines. Good morning, Miss Jill.
Good morning, Rosie.
I know why you had to put this out there, but boy, we sure got a lot of phone calls.
I'm sure you did. And I think for some folks, the question was, you know, extreme heat is not unusual in Arizona. So what's going on? And, you know, the difference was that this week was a widespread regional weather event, regional heat wave, and that impacted the power supply.
And y'all, as well as the other companies, were all floating out the same story: to avoid possible rolling brownouts. And I know I have customers that have moved here from California in the last 6 months that we've done remodeling for, and they were the first ones I heard from. They called and they said, hey, we moved away from PG&E. You know, don't give us that story. But the rolling brownouts that y'all mentioned in this week's headlines had a couple factors playing in it. But I want you to calm everybody down. We're in good shape in Arizona.
We are absolutely in good shape. APS had sufficient supply and available reserve, but the grid that we're connected to was strained from that supply and demand standpoint, especially during the high demand period from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. In California, the resources to generate electricity were not sufficiently available to meet customer demand due to the high heat, and that caused the rolling blackouts there. APS never reached emergency status, but like you said, we have to be ready for the unexpected. So, out of an abundance of caution, APS and other utilities asked customers last Tuesday and Wednesday to voluntarily conserve energy during that high demand period. You know, hold off on non-essential appliance use if you can, like running the dishwasher, doing laundry, your pool pump, things like that. And without sacrificing safety or comfort? Can you raise your thermostat a few degrees? That could help. And so the reason that we took that step is to plan for those unforeseen events and contingencies. For example, a transmission line could go down or a power plant could go offline. And we wanted to ensure that if something like that happened, we could keep the lights on and, of course, the air conditioning running.
I don't think people realize how interconnected the grid is. Folks, right now, Jennifer was doing a little research last night. There are over 500 active wildfires in California. Well, that's turning transmission lines off and on all through this Southwest region. And so all these utility companies, I'm oversimplifying here, all feed this grid. Well, as soon as California starts hogging power because they're afraid to share it because they're having to shut down transmission lines, APS has to react. SRP actually had a transmission line through a wildfire here in Arizona they had to shut down for a little while. So it's all interconnected. But my hat's off to the utility companies of Arizona, especially after watching the headlines and hearing the stories of what other utility companies go through in other neighboring states.
And Rosie, we want to thank our customers. Their actions did have a meaningful impact on our ability to reliably serve our customers in this situation. So we appreciate the actions that they took in conserving power during those hours.
Now, Jill, I don't know if you've seen it, but about 2 months ago, I submitted to you in triplicate commission royalties check request for all the education I've done for super cooling and pre-cooling. And I'm only looking for 1/100th of 1% of the next cost of the of not building the next power plant.
We'll see what we can work out, Rosie.
You haven't seen
but
that?
You are a prime example of, customers really, we advise them to make sure they're on a service plan that, you know, best suits their needs. And there are options. And, you know, you are the master super cooler in how to save money and manage your bill, even when we do have extreme temperatures.
I was really surprised to hear you tell me that 50% of your customers are on time of use plans. I would have guessed half that.
No, our customers understand the value that, you know, on those time of use plans, they're saving money for 19 hours out of the day on those lower priced hours. And then they work to conserve during that 3 to 8 period.
All
which
right.
is the on-peak hours.
So through super cooling, as taught by Rosie on the house for the last 15 years, APS is here to tell you the power and utility companies in Arizona are in good shape. This is something you don't have to stay awake at night worrying about, correct?
Absolutely. You can count on us to keep your lights on.
It's Jill's job to stay awake at night. To worry so that you don't have to. Jill, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate the opportunity. Have a great day.
One more reason to have your house go to sleep in the middle of the summer from 3 to 8, Gary, SRP's 3 to 9.
Well, I'm on the easy plan, so 3 to 6 for me, but I think it's 2 to 7 or something like that.
Yeah. So they all have the time of use. And it is going to be, I see a day where they will legislate you having to be on time of use. So you might as well get used to it and move over to it. You buy 80 to 90% of your power off peak. You're paying 1/4 the price of what it is on peak. You're crazy not to take advantage of it. And people are scared of it. I can't tell you how many people, employees at my own company, that took years for me to convince them to try it, and now they'll never go back. So, one more reason to listen to Rosie on the House. We melt away your anxieties. We don't have a high probability of ever incurring rolling brownouts in Arizona, but all those notices that went out last week, I wanted to address it. Now, before we go on break, I want to just say why I do a home improvement show and not a financial investment show. Did you see Home Depot stock? It's up 45%. 45%. You know what I bought in January? Carnival Cruise Lines was at $50. Then we had the travel shutdowns, and in 3 weeks it went down to $35. And I thought, this is it. I'm going to make a killing. I'm going to buy a bunch of Carnival. Not a bunch because I don't have any money. But I bought Carnival at $35. Romy, you know what it went to?
Is it in the below zero?
$7.90. But it's on its way back, baby. It's all the way back above 10 right now. That's why I don't do a financial show.
The National Interagency Fire Center report 92 large fires have burnt over 1.5 million acres in 13 states this year alone. That includes California, Colorado, Montana, Nevada, Oregon, Texas, and Arizona. So those fires have obviously had an effect on the grid. And thank you for APS spending a few minutes talking to us. And there was another report that talked about how our electric use is also down at this time. You know, we're down 30% of our normal utility demand for power. So that was a big role in it as well. Just the fact that we're already that far down. I think schools not being open has a big part to do with that. The
empty office buildings.
Empty office buildings, working from home. It's an interesting topic. And I've got some stuff about a wind farm that TEP is building in New Mexico and what that's going to supply to southern Arizona.
And when we get back, we'll take Eric as well as you at 1-888-767-4348. We want to talk this hour about how do you choose between contractors? If you've taken our tips on how to select who to interview, and maybe you've got two or three now that you think are pretty good, how do you choose which one to pick? That's what we'll be talking about this hour. Eric, we'll get to you right after this.